عليكم أيها الإخوة الكرام.
Marking the first anniversary of Israel's 50-day war on Gaza, Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, held a big rally late Wednesday night. Young and old people attended the rally where Hamas fighters displayed their weapons and military capabilities, including two new rockets that were developed following the recent war. The rockets, named Attar and Shamala, were named after two Hamas military commanders who were assassinated during the summer onslaught. The Qassam Brigades also inaugurated a monument displaying a replica of an Israeli armored personnel carrier with the name Aron Shaul, an Israeli soldier who was killed during the war on Gaza. Israel says the remains of two of its soldiers who were killed during the 50-day war are still in Hamas's possession. During a press conference, Qassam Brigade spokesman Abu Ubaida said that releasing Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails is top on the brigade's agenda.
Our armed resistance and the Qassam Brigades continue to make more achievements on a daily basis following the recent war. We are developing our capabilities for any future confrontation with the enemy. We will free our prisoners, and we are also enforcing new facts on the ground and changing the rules.
During the summer onslaught, Israeli forces killed and injured thousands of people in Gaza, including women and children, as they targeted entire residential areas. Many people here say they are proud of the Palestinian resistance fighters who managed to destroy Israeli tanks and kill Israeli soldiers during the war.
Despite the suffering in Gaza last year, we feel that we have achieved victory against the enemy. 1 year has passed and everyone here has suffered, but also the enemy has suffered. And that is why tonight we are celebrating with the people of Gaza the victory against the enemy. Young and old people are celebrating tonight the victory over the oppressor.
1 year after the deadly Israeli war on Gaza, Hamas's military wing says it will continue to protect Palestinians against any possible Israeli aggression in the future. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.